Chapter 3. The Original from the Copy. I'd met the Lyons on the chain bridge before, when I was 11. We were on a family vacation in the summer of 1970. My mother, my father, my 3-year-old brother, and me. It was, all in all, a vexed journey. One evening we drove across the river to attend an outdoor performance of Aida. I remember the crossing for its rare good cheer. Family trips were always fraught affairs. The car seemed to float over the Danube, the cable lights winking at us from above, the leonine sentries heralding our arrival to the city. My father reminisced about how his nurse used to push his pram past the Lyons and over the bridge to the base of the Schicklo, a charming apple-red funicular that chugged up the Castle Hill palisade. He told us the story about the sculptor who had forgotten to carve tongues for the lions. A child had pointed out their absence at the opening ceremonies, and the humiliated artist leapt off the bridge into the Danube. It was a popular tale in Hungary, he'd said, but probably not true. Castle Hill, my father informed us, was honeycombed with subterranean caverns, carved out of the limestone millennia ago by thermal springs coming up from the deep. The occupying Turks had turned them into a giant labyrinth. They say Vlad the Impaler, the real-life Dracula, was locked up down there. During World War II, the caves were retrofitted to accommodate air raid shelters and a military hospital. Thousands of the city's inhabitants took refuge here for the 50 days of the siege of Budapest. It's said that some people even had their mail delivered here, my father reported. But that's probably a made-up story, too. Some days earlier, we had driven to Lake Balaton, south of Budapest. I remember walking a long way out into the shallow lake, the water only reaching my thighs. No matter how far I fled from shore, I could still hear my parents, their voices raised in acrid argument. The sour climate extended beyond our domestic circle. A scrim of sullenness seemed to hang over every encounter. The long waits in queues to receive a stamp so that we could proceed to other long queues to be issued other certifications of approval from scowling apparatchiks.